When I first heard about having a niche and specialization and all that, I was hesitant because I didn't want to lose potential clients. And I didn't want to put myself into a box and all that. But after I overcame that fear and decided to specialize, I didn't know how to choose what I wanted. Even after I finally chose, the niche wasn't good. It was one of those things that are a niche, but doesn't work well for Austin, Texas, where I live, and it was still broad. I started losing my current clients without getting new ones, and it was a mess until I figured out how to really go through the process that would help me get a niche that I love and that will help me make money. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. I'm Katie Sandell, a brand strategist, designer, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency. I teach brand, graphic, and web designers how to get more clients, increase their pricing, and build profitable design businesses in a simple and sustainable way. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, as well as our coaching and mastermind high-touch experience for creatives. You can find out more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But until then, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. I'm going to start this episode by me talking about how it was for me to have a design business when I was a generalist versus now when we have a niche. So in the past, when I was a freelance graphic designer, I would work with anyone and anyone who would hire me, like anyone who would pay me to, you know, work with me, to hire me for any type of design services. Like literally, I was providing logo design, colors, fonts, flyers, brochures, packaging, labels. I was learning websites. It was like literally everything you can possibly imagine. And not just that, but also I worked with all the industries. I still remember at some point I was working with a construction company. So I was working on a visual identity for a construction company, box like packaging for a knife company, logo for a wedding something. I don't remember exactly, but it was just like a mess. It was like everything and anything. And maybe, you know, as a creative, it seems like, oh, this is so fun. You get to work on a lot of different projects. Yes, but it takes time to really figure out what each of those projects like really need. And not just that, but the worst part when you're a freelance designer or when you have a design agency or whatever it is finding clients and making sure you can land them. And when you're a graphic designer or when you have a design studio or whatever, and if you don't have your ideal client and you don't have your specialization and niche, like you don't position yourself as the expert, as the best possible option for your clients, it's just like hard to grow. It's hard to land clients. Like just imagine if you're trying to start a beauty business, or let's say you're starting a hair studio and you're looking for a logo design, you're looking for colors, you know, you're looking for typography, and you need a website where your potential clients are going to book, you know, appointments with you for haircut. And you're looking for a graphic designer. Now, when you Google and you find a graphic designer and you find a graphic designer who specializes in the beauty industry, you already trust this designer, like the second designer, way more, even though you don't know anything about any of those two, right? It's just what it is. Like if you want to eat sushi, do you go to a restaurant that also has sushi, or you go to a sushi restaurant? The same is with your clients. So having a niche is very, very important. And finding the perfect niche is not always the easiest, you know, the easiest thing to do. So in today's episode, I really want to walk you through like how you can choose your niche and how you can choose the profitable niche that is not going to put you in a box. So your niche is your design business identity. It's your unique selling proposition, and the specialization is something that's going to set you apart from the competition. There's so many graphic designers out there, web designers, brand designers, logo designers, but how do you really stand out? You know, so just think about this. When someone needs a specific design service, do they immediately think of you? That's the power of a well-defined niche. Like in the past, when I was going to networking events, I would always be just like, oh, I'm a graphic designer. Versus now, I know exactly what events I need to attend and what I need to say. And that's not just like, oh, I'm a graphic designer. No, now I can say I'm a graphic designer for this specific industry. I work with these type of people. And everybody can easily remember. And what I already mentioned is just knowing how to get clients. You know, having a niche enables you to concentrate your marketing efforts. Like instead of like chasing clients and being all over the place and posting on Instagram and LinkedIn and going to networking events and maybe blogging and, you know, like, I mean, all those marketing strategies do work, but it's just a question of which one is going to work for you. And you have to work smarter and not harder. Like you don't want to keep promoting your design services on 10 different channels when you can actually do that on two and be way more successful. So, you know, like when you have your specific audience, it will like that will lead to more effective marketing and a higher return on investment. If you know that your clients are on LinkedIn, there is no need for you to continue blogging or recording podcasts or posting on Instagram and so on. And, you know, vice versa, like for any marketing strategy, if you know that your clients go to networking events, then that's where you need to go. But if you don't know who your target audience is and what your niche is, then you just simply need to be all over the place and see what's going to work, right? Another thing that's very important is that by specializing in a niche, you have the opportunity to become an expert in that area. Clients are more likely to trust and hire a specialist, which can lead to higher paying projects and long-term client relationships. It is so powerful. You're literally building expertise and credibility. If you decide to specialize in, let's say, I don't know, like packaging design for skincare lines, every single skincare line in the world is going to come to you versus going to a graphic designer, you know? So like really think about what is that that you would like to do and what is that that your clients are going to recognize. And it like having a niche will really help you build expertise and credibility. It's like clients really, really want to hire a specialist, especially like after COVID. Now we have so many design business owners, so many freelancers. We also have Fiverr and Upwork. And like, how do you stand out unless you decide who you want to work with? Okay, so now that we understand why niching down is so important, like it's crucial, let's talk about how to find the perfect niche for your design business. So the first thing is like, we'll start by reflecting on what you're passionate about and like really, really interested in. Like what design projects excite you the most? Like your enthusiasm will shine through your work. Like it like really, that is so, so important. Like you can even write down like five different things that you would love. And if you're thinking about your next three projects, next three clients, what would that be? Is that a restaurant? Is that a skincare line that I already mentioned? Is that something in, I don't know, like car industry, music, health, baby, I don't know, like kids, gears, like who knows? Like really think about what is that that you would love. And maybe like write down, you know, I said five, I think, but just like write at least three, and then you can identify market gaps and needs. So that would mean that you would research the design market to identify those gaps and unmet needs. You would look for areas where your skills and interests aligns with the demand for design services. So if you don't know anything about labels and packaging design, then skincare products like wouldn't be the best, because even if you do branding only, even if you do visual identities only, a lot of skincare lines would want to work with someone or a design studio that can walk them through the whole process from brand strategy, visual identity, labels, packaging, and probably website too. So, you know, just think about what is that your target audience would need. And something that's like very important is to study your competitors, like find the exact, and before you even say like, oh, there are no designers that do the same thing, or there are too many designers, I want you to know that you are the only designer that does what you do and in a way that you do it. You will always have competitors no matter what. Coke has Pepsi as a competitor. You know, just like so many big brands also have competitors, but they're able to position themselves differently. So look for your competitors and see, are there any gaps or opportunities they've missed that you can capitalize on? So for example, the skincare line, or let's go with a different example. Let's say you want to do branding for restaurants. If you find a studio or a freelance designer who does branding for restaurants, but they also offer website designs, maybe look into how you can offer website designs too, because, you know, I'm thinking from the perspective of a restaurant owner, they would want to work with someone who can give them everything. So that everything would mean, you know, brand strategy, visual identity, maybe even like menus and flyers and, you know, some promotional material, maybe even social media posts and website. And you can always hire others to help you. So, you know, it's not that you have to do it all by yourself. For example, I was never able to like really learn. Not that I wasn't able to learn. I wasn't like really interested in learning like all the tiny things when it comes to website design and development, especially development. Like I'm not into coding. I don't like it and I don't even want to learn it, you know? So I didn't want to spend my time and put effort into learning something that I don't care about. So from the start, from the beginning, I was offering website design and development, but I would outsource those two things. And to this date, I have someone who does website design and someone who does website development for my branding and design agency. I don't do those, but I do offer them to my clients. Okay, so this is a little bit longer than intended, but analyze your competitors and really see what is that they're doing. And then don't be afraid to test your chosen niche. Like start by offering specialized services to a few clients within that niche. Start going to networking events, start posting about it. Like really, you can always change. If it doesn't work, just change it. And as you gain experience, you will refine your niche based on feedback and results. And I can give you an example of how that was working for my branding agency. At first, I decided to specialize in the health and wellness industry. And then I realized that I'm like really not passionate about working with doctors or clinics and spas. Spas just looked all very similar and it was a lot of boring projects. So I didn't want that. Then I decided to go into wellness, but you know, spas and things like that are still into wellness. So I was just like so stuck. Like, how do I change? And then I decided to go back to health and wellness, but decided to focus on the product-based businesses. And then we started getting a lot of skincare lines and like some healthy snacks and healthy drinks and things like that. So we decided to narrow into that. And, you know, it's just like you can keep changing. And even now we are still changing. We are still you know, like figuring out like what is that that we really, really want to do. And you will be changing that like almost like yearly. And also like I worked with so many clients by this date that I am not, you know, like I'm not like very selective about who I want to work with and how much money I want to make. And that's how I changed my niche, you know, like after working with so many, like, and this was when I was still a generalist. After working with so many construction companies, I decided I do not want that. I have to find a niche. I have to change it. And that's when I decided to actually look into, you know, specialization and finding my niche. Okay. When you specialize, you speak directly to your target audience. And this builds stronger connections with clients who appreciate your expertise, leading to more loyal and satisfied customers. And I'll give you another example of that is, and that is like, for example, when you're writing blog posts for your website or copy for your website, if you're still talking about like, branding for small businesses, that is too broad. And there's so many articles on that topic. And when clients are looking for someone who's going to do their brand, like who's going to do branding for them, that's not what they type in. If they're a beauty salon, if they're a beauty business, if they're a hair salon, that's what they type in. Branding for hair salons, branding for beauty businesses. And then if you have an article about branding for beauty businesses, they will land on your website, on your blog, they will read it, they will go through it. They will find your portfolio, they will find your contact form, and that's how you get a lead. It's so easy. Another benefit of having your niche is that you can increase pricing. So people who are, let's call them like niche specialists, like often command higher prices for their services because clients are willing to pay a premium for expertise and tailored solutions. You know, when you go to a doctor, and I always give this example, but when you go to a doctor, generalist versus specialist, you know, the specialist is going to charge more. That's how you are a specialist. Like you are the designer that they need. And also, once you have worked with, let's say, 5 different companies within that one industry, you really became an expert. You really have like way more experience and expertise in that industry. So people should pay you more. It's not just like, oh, I am going to add a title to my name and just decide to increase pricing. You know, like you will really see how much more value you now provide versus in the past. By narrowing your focus, you also reduce direct competition. This can make it easier to stand out in a crowded market. And I already mentioned this. So if you say you're a graphic designer, there are many, many designers in the world. And even though there is room, there really is room for everyone. But if you're a graphic designer versus graphic designer for beauty businesses, you know who's going to stand out. The other benefit is like word of mouth referrals, because clients that are in one industry, they hang out with others in that same industry. I've met so many people who are in the health and wellness space just by going to the health and wellness events or health and fitness events or wellness only events. And then, you know, once you get a couple of clients through those events, they send you referrals, they send you more clients because their friends are also in that same industry. And not just that, but, you know, it can be through blogging, it can be through social media, it doesn't have to be through networking events. But all those people hang out with their peers who are in the same industry. So you will be getting like more clients by being so focused on one niche. And, you know, specializing in a niche that aligns with your interests can lead to like really greater personal fulfillment and job satisfaction. Like I still remember working on those construction companies and how much I hated that. Versus now when I get, you know, like meal replacement shake or some supplements or skincare or, you know, like all those just sound like really good to me. Like I love working on those or like all the self-care. Like I am really a lot personally into skincare and self-care and female products and all those things, like all the girly things, right? And I love working with women in that space as well. So that is something that I prefer. It's my niche. It's something what I'm really passionate about. And it's something that simply works for me and my branding and design agency. And we're all really happy. And then even my employees and contractors, they all love working with women and they all love this industry. And every time when we were to hire someone or outsource to someone, like we are looking for someone who is specialized as well. Okay, so I think I gave you a lot of reasons for why you need to specialize, but it really all starts by you figuring out what is that that you're passionate about. And then, you know, use Google for some, you know, research, look into your competitors, look into the market, look into, go to Behance and look into other designers and what is that they're doing. Go to social media, figure out how those designers who are going to be your new or future competitors, so specialized designers, what is that they're doing to get clients? Look for networking events, look for blog topics, look for, you know, like all those things and see what is that that you feel really passionate about. And that's how you specialize. That's how you increase your pricing. That's how you grow your design business overall. Specializing is something that truly changed my business for the better like 100 times. I can't even like imagine being a graphic designer, you know, like I even now, like looking at that time, like the way I was looking for clients was, oh my God, I was just doing everything and anything you can possibly imagine just to get like a client, just to get the next project. Versus now, we do only a couple of things and we are getting way more leads than in the past. So if we were to look into some action steps, like really take time to reflect on your passions and interests, research potential niches and identify market gaps, analyze competitors within your chosen niche and start testing and refining your niche by working with a few clients and like really putting yourself out there. And remember, finding the perfect niche for your design business is a journey, not a destination. It may take a time to fully establish yourself, but the benefits are well worth the effort, like trust me. So embrace your niche and watch your design business thrive. I know you will get there. And if you need help figuring out your niche, like the way how you're going to beat the competition, be seen as an expert and sign high paying clients, then I have something amazing for you. It's called Niche Your Design Business online course developed by me. You can find it on aventivacademy.com/niche-your-design-business. So Niche Your Design Business, you will find it in the header. It's under courses and templates, and it really walks you through all the steps that you need to do in order to go from a generalist designer to a specialist. You will learn the pros and cons of becoming a specialist design expert. You will conduct market research on your top niche choices. You will discover your most fun and profitable design niche. You will update your website and marketing to attract high-paying clients in your new niche, and you will grow your graphic brand or web design business with clients you love. So again, go check it out on aventivacademy.com, Niche Your Design Business. Hope to see you there. Thank you for joining us today on The Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your graphic brand or web portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about it and get started, visit aventivacademy.com. See you next time.